Mark Rogers from Heart of Texas Concert Band is in the TPR studios. Good to have you here.
Thank you, John. Good morning to you.
We're looking forward to the 4th of July, but you guys have fit in a concert for the summer for a wonderful patriotic day, Flag Day.
That's right. One of the many holidays which doesn't seem to receive a lot of attention. You know, there are a lot of places that have big St. Patrick's Day celebrations or Columbus Day because these are sort of ethnic holidays. But for some reason, we have a Flag Day holiday, which is traditionally on June 14th, and it's very under-celebrated, but it gives us a chance to do something a little bit different and roll out some patriotic music and do a different sort of concert than the type we've done in the past.
And so you're actually going to do it Friday evening, right?
That's right, Friday evening, which is Flag Day. There are some other community organizations around the country who do things like this, and some of them, if their concerts are traditionally on Sunday, they'll do it on Sunday after Flag Day. But we think it's important to do it on the day that the holiday actually occurs, if at all possible. And one other thing that we're taking advantage of, which we've not done before, several years ago during the major reconstruction out at Madison High School, they tore down the old auditorium, and in its place they built a sort of Roman amphitheater, which is a couple of blocks off of Stahl Road in O'Connor and protected by some tall buildings on either side. And it looks like it's going to be wonderful acoustics, but no one really knows because in the 3 or 4 years since that amphitheater has been there, to our knowledge, no one has done any sort of outdoor concert like this.
It's coming up at 7:30 on Friday evening at Madison High School. And what's on the program? What are you looking forward to?
Well, because it is a Flag Day concert, of course, very few people realize that when you're singing the lyrics of the Star Spangled Banner, you're talking about the flag. So for many years, I had been looking for an arrangement for band of Dudley Buck's Festival Overture on the American National Air, the Star Spangled Banner. And of course, when he wrote this piece back in the 1860s or 70s, the Star Spangled Banner had not yet been designated as our national anthem. So that's the reason the subtitle is On the American National Air. And we found a band arrangement of that. Actually, I was very surprised. It's published by a publishing company, which is run by James Seiler, who's on the theory and composition staff out at UTSA. So it gave me a chance to go out to UTSA and spend some time with Dr. Seiler and pick up the arrangement. So we're opening the piece with that. Now, traditionally, we open our concerts with the Star Spangled Banner. Well, this piece is integrated into that. So we will be playing 5.5 minutes worth of music before we do the actual Star Spangled Banner, although the tune is woven into the fabric of that piece. And then right towards the end of the piece, I've asked my wife, who's a pretty tough cookie, you don't want to mess around with her, I've asked her to indicate to the audience to please stand, and then they will join in singing the national anthem as it occurs in the piece, and then we'll follow that with the Pledge of Allegiance. And I've looked around for a couple of other pieces that have some sort of connection to the flag or something like that. Found a Carl King march called Salute to the Colors and a Sousa march, Riders for the Flag. And of course, you know, the Stars and Stripes Forever makes perfect sense for that. So the rest of the pieces are things that are just sort of more or less patriotic in nature. We have a trombone solo by Arthur Pryor featuring Nick Kahn. Nick is a San Antonio native. I've known him since he was, oh gosh, middle school age, and now he graduated from MacArthur High School, and he's recently completed his studies at the Eastman School of Music and will be heading off to the Royal Northern College of Music in the fall. But he's here in San Antonio for the summer, and he's going to play Arthur Pryor's trombone solo, The Patriot. And the big finish to our concert is a wonderful festival arrangement of God Bless America by Irving Berlin, which incorporates into it a full reading of the text of the poem by Emma Lazarus, which is inscribed at the base of the Statue of Liberty. The title of the poem is The New Colossus, and it finishes with Give Us Your Tired, Your Poor, Your Huddled Masses Yearning to Breathe Free. And it just talks about, you know, what it is that makes us all uniquely Americans. Now, of course, those of us who've been here for generations are Americans just because we lived here, but this has always been the magnet that's drawn people from all over the world to come here.
We're speaking with Mark Rogers from the Heart of Texas Concert Band. Their performance is 7:30 Friday evening. With the Heart of Texas Concert Band, you guys rehearse weekly?
That's right. So our rehearsals are 7:30 every Tuesday evening. We've been at Madison High School for many years now. We will be moving to San Antonio College. We've entered into a collaborative agreement with San Antonio College, where the Heart of Texas Concert Band will also function as the band program for those people who are music majors at San Antonio College and play wind and percussion instruments. So we'll be going into residence at San Antonio College later on in the summer, and a number of our concerts will be there at McAllister Auditorium. Not all of them, because, of course, it's a multi-use facility. So when it's time for them to do one of their major drama presentations for the year, well, it's hard to have a band rehearsal or a concert when you've got the stage set up for The Little Mermaid or one of their big drama productions. So a couple of times a year, we'll have to vacate. It's much the same sort of thing as the San Antonio Symphony has been dealing with all these years at the Majestic. When a Broadway touring production comes to town, then the San Antonio Symphony needs to do something else somewhere else. And we'll be doing that. But I think it's going to be a great opportunity for us to be in collaboration with San Antonio College and also to provide a really quality band experience for those kids who are music majors at San Antonio College, because they will play a ton of literature. We do something like 8 or 9, sometimes 10 concerts a year.
Well, we're looking forward to this Friday's performance, and I know you guys will be gearing up for a performance at the Alamo on the 4th of July, right?
That's right. We'll be repeating quite a bit of this music and then bringing some other pieces on. We have to limit the concert that we're doing this Friday night because we're outdoors and in the evening, and we want to make sure that we're done before the sun goes down, so we're keeping a close watch on that. And the concert will be right at 1 hour, 7:30 until 8:30, but we'll have a little bit more time when we perform on July 4th at the Alamo, so we'll bring in a couple of Copland pieces. A piece that I've just discovered by an English light composer entitled American Rhapsody, and it will more or less be our traditional Civil War piece, one of those kinds of pieces usually turned up on a July 4th concert. And I'm very interested to get more into the piece when you look around the edges to try to think, now why would an English composer have written this piece? And then you see the date of 1941 and you go, oh, this also has a connection to England wanting to make sure that the Americans are going to be on their sides in the upcoming unpleasantness with Nazi Germany.
You can find out more. I know you guys have a Facebook page, Heart of Texas Concert Band, and it's heartoftexasconcertband.com.
That's right.
Well, Mark, it's great to see you, and
thank
we'll
you,
see you on Flag Day.
All right. Looking forward to it.